Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Y'all blissed? Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Here we go. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Of course.
Yeah, fire bliss around our studio here in Missouri. Yeah, Dr. Sheely, do you have anything that you wanted to go over before we get into some of the things I've got on my notebook?
I do want to mention colloidal gold.
Okay.
Point. Well, I never heard of it until about a little over a week ago. I was invited to be on the scientific advisory board for a company out in California that has a compound that includes colloidal silver, colloidal copper, and colloidal gold. Well, I knew about colloidal silver, of course. But I looked up colloidal gold, and there are thousands of articles on this benefit. For the immune system and for your mind and brain and for treating cancer, et cetera, et cetera. Just for colloidal gold alone. So I have to say it's one of my newest alternative hopes for adding to our practice and suggestions to people.
I hear another study coming. Is that?
Definitely one another study. I'm probably going to be doing a study on their product, the triple colloidal on telomere regeneration. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, I'm definitely going to be using it on people in general.
That sounds amazing.
Arthritis, breast, psoriasis, cancer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The colloidal alone seems to be highly superior.
That sounds wonderful. And it really sounds safe because it's inert, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and It works so well in the body because it doesn't react with acids and alkalines, and that they used to use it for filling teeth and making caps on teeth, you know, gold teeth.
Exactly.
And that's why, class, because it's inert and it's pretty impervious to just about everything on the planet that would be corrosive in some nature.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm fascinated by that. By the way, just as an exclamation point to what you said, we lived in Virginia. We had a swimming pool at our farm, and it was in the backyard. We built it ourselves, and we had a choice of putting chlorine, you know, as a biocide in the water, you know, daily addition of chlorine to kill bacteria, etc. Or we could do something a little different. And what I decided to do, and talked about it with the entire family, and we made this decision together, that chlorine is so damn dangerous that we put an ion generator in the path of the flow of the water. So the water would come out of the pool through the skimmers and through the main drain in the bottom of the deep end, and it would go through the plumbing, and it would go into what's called a skimmer basket, if you will. And it's like a filter for leaves just before the water goes into the pump and then on into the filter and then back to the pool. So just before the basket, just before the pump, we put in an ion generator. And all this thing did was pulse current between two electrodes. And these electrodes were the size of a charcoal briquette. And they were an alloy of silver and copper. So it was a silver alloy, silver-copper alloy. And the water would flow between these two briquettes of alloy, and each one was charged either positively or negatively. And the system would reverse the flow of positive versus negative, oh, every few seconds. And there was a time division device that would say, okay, let's power this thing on, on, off, 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 on, on, at an interval, and you could set that. You could have this thing run at 99% or 80% on or 20% on or 2% on, whatever you wanted, depending on how well it was putting the ions into the water. And what it did, literally, was it killed the bacteria in the water and the algae, etc. And that water, you could tell whether a dime was heads or tails at the bottom of the pool with this copper slash silver alloy ion generator. And at the time, you could buy one for $500. I actually talked about this with Lou Cassidy, our dear friend and instructor, about making these. And with you and me and Lou, we could make these, and we could, you know, put them in the market for those people who want to have the best, cleanest water in the world. And that's what it does. It does. So that is my exclamation point about how copper and silver work with killing harmful bacteria.
Well, interestingly, just 10 days ago, I had an ion generator water softener placed on our entire water supply. Our water is very, very hard, as you know, most of these areas, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
kept the inflow into the toilet kept plugging up because of hardening, you know. And he says it will never happen again, and it'll take some months to clean out all the pipes from previous hardening. But I like the fact that it's not got, you know, some artificial chemical in it, just the ions that change the hardening.
Right, and what's really interesting about that, when you have soft water, class, this is kind of an interesting thing. If you look at, let's say you have a pipe that is, and I'm just going to use 1 inch, okay, because it's easy for radio to visualize this. Let's say the inside diameter of your pipe is 1 inch. Now, it can be a plastic piece of pipe, it could be iron, it could be, copper doesn't seem to be affected as much, but let's say it's plastic or iron pipe. As hard water flows through it, molecules of the hardness in the water attached to the rough areas of the pipe. Now, you may look at it and feel it and say it's really smooth, but actually, under a microscope, it has some texture to it. So these molecules will attach to it, and then when one molecule gets there, it's easier for the next molecule. And pretty soon, that 3/4 inch or 1 inch diameter, inside diameter pipe becomes like 90% the size, and then 80% the size, and then 70. And pretty soon, it's like the diameter of a straw. And that's why the water pressure and water flow gets lower and lower and lower over the years. So if you put soft water, or what Dr. Sheely's talking about, water that has an ion charge in it, it can dissolve some of that calcification in the pipes, and they just open up. Now, it doesn't happen immediately because it took years and years to get plugged up or the calcification on the inside diameter of the pipe. But eventually, it opens it back up. Now, do we have anything in medicine that does that, Dr. Sheely? So if we have calcification of the arteries, for example, is there a way to unclog them? You know,
well, one thing that I know about the heart, at least, is wearing a crushed sapphire pouch over the heart markedly decreases calcification in the heart arteries.
Okay, and I have one of yours. Now, Dr. Sheely, can I use that with the PEMF device that I use two hours
yes,
a day?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. I wear it all day. In one year, both Sergey and I lost 200 points of calcium.
Wow. Okay, and these are available on your website, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And class, why don't you describe it, Dr. Sheely?
Well, it's just a leather pouch. I mean, although for women we have cotton, black or white cotton the pouches, but for men, leather. And women could have leather too if they prefer, because it could be under your clothes mostly. But it's got, I've got 2 ounces, I think, of crushed sapphire crystal. And I got this message many, many years ago, and I am about to investigate. I just ordered colloidal sapphire. I want to play with that as well, because if putting sapphire over the heart decreases calcification, I wonder what oral sapphire colloidal can do.
Fascinating. And will you keep us up to
well,
the latest?
It'll take a while,
device?
But yes, of course. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Okay. One of the things that we're going to talk about today, class, is I had a wonderful experience last Wednesday. And I traveled to Dr. Shealy's office, and I had the past life regression therapy. And I'd like to tell you about that. And I'm going to give you the telephone number. So if you'd like to call in, today is the day to call in about past life regressions and ask all of your questions. And so that telephone number for us right here, right now, is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. If you'd like to ask me what my experience was, ask Dr. Shealy how he makes all of this happen, the exact the process, that would be that'd be the time to call. And so we've got Chris in Florida. We'll take Chris's call first, and then I'd like to talk briefly about this gasoline crisis and diesel crisis because of the Colonial Pipeline hack along the eastern part of the United States, from Texas going through Alabama all the way up to New Jersey, and how serious this is, and the ramifications because of fractional distillation. Now, this has not made the news the way I'm going to describe it. Okay, they've just said it's a pretty big deal. They don't know when it's coming back. But I'm going to tell you a little bit more about how this really, really will impact people who are not even attached or even close to the pipeline. And then,
with Biden, the idiot, closing the other pipeline from Canada.
Yeah. Yes. And then we'll talk about my experience with two past life regressions, who I was, what I saw, what I felt, and what Dr. Shealy did and how he guided me through this. And we'll first start with what this process really is and what the intent was. But Chris in Florida, welcome. You're on with Dr. Norm Shealy and me.
Thanks, gentlemen. Well, I did call, and I'll mention what I told the call screener I'll talk about. But since what she just brought up as I was on hold, I just wanted to mention, in honor of Mother's Day, a past life memory that was most profound is giving birth to be in so much pain. And still, it didn't matter because the feeling of what is a soul who's going to come in due to the world, and, you know, how wonderful they're going to be, who are they going to be. You know, all these wondering thoughts that are impressions that are coming in at the time of giving birth, at least some women experience that I've found, not all of them, but I've been told that the feeling increases later on as the offspring grows up. And if you want to talk about that, I'd be glad to, but I called about maybe descaling with acidic ionized water. I find it helpful. I'm not sure exactly what your systems are, but since you talked about ion generators and descaling, what I do to descale my water ionizer is that I, instead of hooking it up to a tap like most people do, I take purified water and I add a little bit of Himalayan salt and Epsom salt to bring up the conductivity so it'll conduct water, ionize well. And I also use the machine's own acidic water to keep descaling the machine so I never have to clean it.
And
I'll explain more.
Yeah, yeah. Hold that thought, please. And we're going into a break, and we'd like to hear the rest of the story when we come back. Chris is with us. Dr. Shealy is with us. And this is USA Prepares.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Scheele is with us, medical doctor, and Chris in Florida is with us. Chris, please continue. You're talking about ionized water and descaling.
Right. When I make ionized water, I capture the acidic ionized water. And a lot of people just let it go down the drain, or they might save a little bit of it for disinfecting later on with its hypochlorous acid. And its high acidity being about 2.5 or actually less. It's rated at 2.5, but the way I do this, it expands the range of the ionizer. Normally it's 2.5 to 11.5. So, I expand it to about 2 to 12. And, as you may know, any known germ will be neutralized at 2.6 pH or below. So, also coronavirus, there's a study I have, I'll just mention that, kills the hypochlorous acid in the acidic water will kill coronavirus. So that's another good marketing point. But, of course, we probably expected that to be true because it kills everything. And so what I do is I dissolve and purify. I get purified water, dissolve Himalayan, just a pinch of Himalayan salt, pinch of Epsom salt, and that gives me the wide array of minerals. You could use other types of salts too, like Redmond salt that has a little bit fewer minerals. And so I get ionic minerals that way. And as you may also know, that glyphosate strips was originally designed to strip mineral scale from inside of pipes. So it binds with the mineral ions, and they figured that would make a great herbicide. And, of course, it kills our gut flora and, is, of course, we found carcinogenic from the many lawsuits that they're winning against there. So that's kind of an answer. I think ionized water, the alkaline ionized water, is great for making plants grow, I found, and turning annuals and biennials into perennials and preventing bug bites. And, you know, they just bloom and have bumper crops just so much more. So I can't recommend just taking a little bit of alkaline ionized water enough to just spray on your plants, and you'll be surprised right away how crops you used to grow not so well. They really don't need much attention anymore, and it really also makes obsolete the chemical fertilizers. So that's another benefit, I think, trying to make the stocks of Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company go down. And so that I just basically, like I say, mix the acidic water and with the purified water with the Himalayan salt, have some salt dissolved, and hand pump that through my machine. And I don't know if you have any pump options. I use a hand pump, just hand pump it through the machine, and I can control the rate more easily that way. But I wouldn't know if you have any ideas for pump options that going from just one container into the machine.
Well, let's get Dr. Shealy's thought. Dr. Shealy, I believe that, if memory serves me correctly, you are or were on the board of directors of a company that manufactures hypochlorous acid. Is that correct?
One.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, no question. Yeah.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about what Chris was saying about hypochlorous acid as being something that... Well, I get nothing on the planet, harmful parasites can't live in it.
Well, that's an interesting concept. I haven't had enough plant disease to think about it, but it's a good idea if you do. I mean, basically, I haven't seen a problem with watering without plain old well water.
Chris, I can tell you this, that... probably with Expo number one about 10 years ago, USA Prepares had Get Prepared Expos. And every time we brought pallets of hypochlorous acid in to be sold, it was sold out. I mean, absolutely, positively sold out. And, as a disinfecting agent, it works really, really well. And the product name is Nixall, N-I-X. A-L-L, one word, from Nix, N-I-X-A, Missouri. Any comments, Dr. Shealy, about that?
Yeah, no, it's a good product, definitely.
Yeah. Chris, I don't have any other comments, but I really appreciate your call. And,
can I ask a question about the copper and the silver ions to kill algae? Because we have such a red tide issue here.
Sure. If you can hold that thought till we come back from this break, it's the bottom of the hour news. I can tell you what I know in terms of my experiences with it, and those experiences are about 16 years old.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guard sent to the Mexico border to shore up security instead was put on trash duty by the Biden administration. Jackson County, Texas Sheriff Andy Lauterbach slammed President Biden's actions as a complete embarrassment on Fox News.
It's incomprehensible that a national security border, our border with a foreign country, is in the shape that it is in now. It's a complete embarrassment, and it's so preventable.
The death toll in a bomb attack targeting schoolgirls in Kabul, Afghanistan on Saturday has risen to 85. Another 147 people were wounded in the attack. A car bomb was detonated in front of their school, and then two more bombs exploded when students rushed out in panic. The U.S. Navy announced Sunday it seized arms shipments of thousands of assault weapons, machine guns, and sniper rifles hidden aboard a ship in the Arabian Sea. Apparently bound for Yemen, the vessel came from Iran. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The price of gasoline continues to rise this week and is expected to increase over the next several days due to a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Colonial Pipeline, the nation's largest, has been shut down since Friday after the cyber attack. A Russian criminal group is believed to be responsible for the shutdown of the 5,500-mile network that supplies 45% of the gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Trilby Lundberg is a petroleum analyst.
No one knows the duration that this cyber attack may cause the crippling of the Colonial Pipeline. There are efforts to prepare for movement of fuel via barge and other vessels, and also to import more gasoline from Europe. However, no one knows how long it will take.
The pipeline runs from the Gulf Coast to the New York Harbor area. Jeremy Scott gives us a COVID-19 update.
A study released this past week from the University of Washington indicates that COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. could be as high as 900,000. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House COVID-19 response team tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I think there's no doubt, Chuck, that we are and have been undercounting. What that tells us is something that we've known. You know, we're living through a historic pandemic, the likes of which we haven't seen in over 100 years.
There are over 581,000 COVID-related deaths on record in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University, more than any other country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, medical doctor, and if you'd like to call Dr. Shealy's office, this is not the number for the radio broadcast class. It is the number for Dr. Shealy's office. If you'd like to make an appointment to meet with him, to talk to him via telecommunications, set up an appointment, etc., it's 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. That number is for his clinic in Springfield, Missouri. 417-351-5221. And his website, normshealy.com. normshealy.com. Chris, back to you.
All right. Chris? Yes, do you hear me? Can you hear me?
5x5.
Yes. I hear you, Chris.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, great.
Go ahead.
Well, getting back to the hypochlorous acid briefly, is that I forgot to mention it also kills plant fungus on any kind of plant. And, of course, you know, on people, it will kill fungal problems and help psoriasis and eczema. And soaking in it can help reverse gangrene. That's pretty much standard of care in other countries like Japan. There's a study from University of Georgia, 2001, where they, I'll just read a quote, from the UGA, University of Georgia College of Agricultural and Environmental Sciences, plant pathologist James Buck. He says, "I've tried the acidic electrolyzed water on everything from begonias to geraniums," said Buck. Then it's very safe for the plants and it kills fungi in a matter of seconds. So it's safe for spraying on both plant and animal tissue. And I've been, by the way, drinking this water, as I described, for about 10 years. So I know it might have sounded strange, you know, why is he putting hypochlorous acid in the source water? So I think it just separates out when it goes through the electrolysis process through all those different electrodes as it weaves its way. So that's how it separates the acidic from the alkaline. So I have a good machine, I think, does that effectively enough, and I can see the pH and the antioxidant levels are where they should be. They're much better. And my question is,
Chris, did you have a question about pools?
How to fight the algae that we have here, because I haven't seen any reports in the news since the last huge red tide outbreak here in Florida along the coast of Gulf of Mexico, where folks, different businesses were trying to use copper sulfate and having some good success, but even more promising was ozone. And I'm thinking maybe they should be ionizing like I sometimes do. I'll take silver instead of the Epsom salt. I'll use silver because I know that the sulfur in the Epsom salt will bind with the silver. So that's why I substitute Epsom salt for silver sometimes for the antiseptic effect. And I'm thinking
maybe
we could use this on a massive scale.
Copper sulfate?
Yeah, copper sulfate.
You mentioned copper sulfate? Absolutely, absolutely deadly to water life, yes? Kills fish.
That's my concern. And that's why I was thinking ozone would be more effective, although my it might kill beneficial bacteria that are partially anaerobic or anaerobic, so we could culture them and then reintroduce them in a laboratory if we needed to. But I'm just thinking of mineral ions like silver or copper or anything else that's antiseptic, zinc.
Here's what I know. That in our pool in Virginia, we had a copper-silver alloy, and we passed the pool water through the pool plumbing system, and we ran an electrical charge between these ingots, if you will, or bricks, or briquettes of copper-silver alloy. So they were spaced about a half an inch apart. And a very, very minute electrical current, direct current, was put between them, and it ionized those ingots into the water, and it worked perfectly. I mean, it killed the bacteria, it killed the algae, and that water was crystal clear. And class, let me tell you this, that if you ever get a chance to see somebody fill up a new pool, okay, let's say they fill it up with a garden hose, let's say they use city water, let's say they use well water, you won't believe the color of the water that comes out of their faucet that goes into their pool. And that's the same faucet that's connected to the same plumbing that's connected to their kitchen sink. So they're drinking that water. And you think it's crystal clear and it's free of turbidity. But when you look at it in a pool and you look at it 3 feet deep, 4 feet deep, 8 feet deep, you really see how turbid, how cloudy, how brown that or tan that water is. Chris, do you have any comments?
Well, that's that's good advice. Sounds doing a slow electrolysis. So do you know what kind of voltage amperage water your power supply that you use?
I don't, but we're talking about like 1 amp at the most. And we're talking about a very low voltage, and we're talking about reversing the voltage polarity from positive to negative frequently. Otherwise, you will have one of those ingots deteriorate faster than the other. But by reversing the voltage, you consume both of them about the same amount of time. So what this process does is, the Greeks and Romans of ancient times used silver vessels to purify their drinking water. They silver coins were placed in barrels of water for the same purpose. Some people put like a silver dollar in a bottle of milk, in the 1920s, 30s, 40s to disinfect and have the milk keep longer. So silver's been used for a long time. Copper is an algicide, and it's been used for decades in ponds and fountains and swimming pools. So you put both of them together, now you've really got something. And it works great. Yeah. So what happens is you may have to add chlorine once in a while. Once in a while. But nothing like, the typical daily dosage of poisonous chlorine to the swimming pool. Chris, I've got to run. I've got a bunch of topics with Dr. Shealy that we want to go through. But feel free to call in another time. Is that okay?
Sounds great. Thanks for the good advice. You take great care.
Thank you so much. Dr. Shealy, do you have any comments about what I mentioned as using...
Well, just one more comment, yes. And that is ultraviolet. We had a swimming pool, we just cleaned the water with ultraviolet light, passing it through it, and that worked extremely well.
What a great idea. So if you could take copper and silver ions and put them in the water and then also ultraviolet light, I think you've got it made. Really, what a great idea. Because there are homes that run their domestic water supply through ultraviolet light. If they have a well that has bacteria in it, typically, the way to neutralize or kill that bacteria is to run it through ultraviolet light. And as I remember reading about the made it for worldwide consumption, the China virus, the report was this was a bioweapon, as I read it in this report. And they were talking about this roughly 15 years ago. Like, how can we take down the United States of America and cripple their medical system? And the way to do it was with this virus. And the idea was to introduce it at a time when the sun's rays were not very strong and when the humidity was up, higher humidity, because dryness, it doesn't live well in a dry climate. I'm talking about the virus, the China virus. And it doesn't live well in sunlight because of the ultraviolet rays. So they wanted to make sure that if they deployed it, they would deploy it at a time when it'd be humid, and it wouldn't be real bright and sunny out, and that the wind wouldn't be too strong to blow it away. So that was the plan, as I read it. Have you read anything like that, Dr. Shealy?
I have to admit that I have not, but sounds interesting.
But I'll bet you that ties with what you were thinking, though, right? In terms of it doesn't live long in ultraviolet rays. It doesn't live long in the sun's rays. It doesn't live long in dry. A non-humid environment, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, when we give ozone intravenously, we pass the blood back through ultraviolet as well.
Mm-hmm. To kill the bacteria.
Yeah.
And et cetera. Okay. I wanted to mention about the about this absolute serious problem with the pipeline. So the Colonial Pipeline, class, originates in Texas. And it goes northeast through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and on up into New Jersey. And then there are a bunch of taps on this pipeline where fuel is taken out and distributed by trucks. Now, so it might go as far as Arkansas, it might go even farther, Tennessee, and a whole bunch at Florida. So this pipeline transports roughly 45% of the Northeast's supply of fuel. And it's crippled. It's shut down. It's not working. And it was taken down by a hacking attack. And the owners of the Colonial Pipeline, as I've read as of this morning, have no idea. No idea when they're going to bring it back online. So if you think about this, roughly 45% of the fuel, and we're talking about, this would be gasoline, diesel fuel, jet fuel, and other, probably other petroleum products, are transported through the pipeline. Now, why am I saying that this is a really big deal for everybody? Because we haven't built a new refinery, if memory serves me correctly, since the 1970s. And two of them blew up, one of them at Marcus Hook, Pennsylvania, and the other one in California. Those were the two biggest refineries that we had, and they blew up. And I don't think they've been repaired yet. So now we have a problem with fuel not being able to be transported to the Northeast, where there's a tremendous consumption of fuel. Okay. The fractional distillation process takes crude oil, and it's heated into a vessel. And the vessel has like a, we'll call it like a stack. And at different temperatures, there are taps to take off the products from the heating of this fuel oil. So, I'm sorry, of the, we'll call it crude oil. Excuse me, crude oil. So what happens is crude oil is heated, and at the bottom, what's left after all these other products are taken off is the residue. That's used for making roads. That would be, you know, the tarry, gooey stuff that is used for making roads mixed with crushed rock, and you have asphalt. But higher up than that is fuel oil. Higher up than that is diesel oil, refined diesel oil. Higher up than that is kerosene, then naphtha, then gasoline, then butane, and other lighter products that come from crude oil. So what you get is what you get. You can't say, well, let's take all that crude oil and turn it into gasoline. You can't, because what you're going to get is a fixed percentage of fuel oil, a fixed percentage of kerosene, a fixed percentage of gasoline, etc. So you cannot control what you get. You get what you get. Now, here's the problem with that. When they shut down the pipeline to distribute that fuel, they have to stop the refineries. Because what are they going to do with all the gasoline that they have produced through fractional distillation? What are they going to do with all the diesel? What are they going to do with all the kerosene and jet fuel? What are they going to do with it?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, this Colonial Pipeline, even if you're not near the East Coast, it's still a big deal for all of us. So what happens is the crude oil goes into the heating system of the refinery. And out the stack come these products. The residue stays at the bottom, and that's used for making bitumen and asphalt. Fuel oil comes out, and that's fuel for ships and factories. And then lubricating oil comes out a little higher, and that's oil for cars and other machinery. Diesel oil comes out next for, you know, the fuel for diesel engines. Then jet fuel comes out and kerosene, and then you have paraffin comes out, you know, wax, and then you have naphtha used to make chemicals. Then you have gasoline used as fuel in cars. And then you have the refinery gas, which is used, that comes out the top, and that's used by the refinery as fuel as well. So what I'm saying is when this pipeline was shut down, I have a feeling that the cascading effect will be to shut down some refineries because they won't have a place to put the products that they make. So if they can't store these products like fuel oil, lubricating oil, diesel, etc., kerosene, gasoline, naphtha, if they can't store it, they have to shut down the refinery. If they shut down the refinery, that means that the raw materials that we use to make products in this country won't be able to be made. So there'll be a domino effect that we just won't believe. And who came up with this hack and warned us? Gwyneth Isaacs. She said it last Wednesday. She said this was coming. Now, how did she know? She does a lot of research. And that's how she came up with this. So she said it was coming, and she thought it would be this week. She didn't think it would be at the end of last week on Saturday. But here we have it. So this is the first of what she said will be many, many hack attempts in the United States. Dr. Shuley, any comments?
Well, the evil empire is all around us, from the, from Washington to Moscow.
And, class, in terms of your pocketbook, this is going to cause probably everything to go up in cost. Everything. So there are price shocks that are just unbelievable. I was looking at, wood. Wood is so darn expensive. It, let me just tell you how expensive it is. I was looking at a graphic late last night. $50,000 worth of lumber used to be able, well, last year. Last year, $50,000 worth of lumber would be enough lumber to build about a little over 10 houses. 10 modest homes. Now, a year later, a little over 2 houses. Is that dramatic? $50,000 could buy enough lumber to build roughly 10 houses, and now it can build roughly 2 houses. If that doesn't tell you how much lumber has gone up, it's out of control. And it's the same with iron, and it's the same with copper. And it's going to be the same with food, at least in my opinion. Not quite to the extent of copper, iron, and lumber, but food prices are going to escalate dramatically. And where did you hear this first? Probably right here at USA Prepares, when the government started doling out anti-rioting payments. They call them stimuli or stimulus. You heard it right here from us. We told you. I hate to say it like that, but we figure these things out, and I'll tell you why we figure them out. Because all of us here at USA Prepares are generalists to some degree. When Dr. Shuley treats a patient, and please correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shuley, you don't focus on just one part of the body. You focus on the whole body. So you understand the body in general. And all of your instructors, class, look at things in general because they have a vast knowledge of a lot of things. And they look at the complete picture as best they can. And that's what we do. And that's why we told you this morning that this pipeline is a big deal. The hack of the pipeline, Colonial Pipeline. Dr. Shuley, would you say that you look at the whole body? As a matter of fact, you brought a lot of that concept to the United States. Isn't that correct?
But it's body, mind, and soul as well.
Right. Right. Okay. I just wanted to share that awful thought with the class that this is a really big deal, and no one knows how to fix it. And what do we collectively do if we have companies that are held hostage through the stupidity of connecting them to the cloud? Bill Gates cloud computing, Jeff Bezos, he wants to have government data in the cloud. How dumb is that? Well, that's what they want to do, and then you can be held hostage. Now think about your banking. Think about all of those people who have electronic banking accounts to manipulate their funds from account to account, in and out. And what happens if they get hacked and they can't pay their mortgage or their car payments? Now what? Now what? You think those banks are going to forgive your payments? We'll be right back and we'll talk about past life regression when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.